96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
See Live Off the Record with Chivago Line is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland's Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, the Right Honorable Hubert A. Ingram Chambers, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can also call us on 325-4259. That's 325-459. Or you can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. No, we are not doing music today. God's answered me when I asked what I should do. The circumstances dictated. And so we're not doing music today. I know that's strange for you on Friday, but that's okay. Because there's a couple of things that I do want to talk about that I think are important. I really do, honestly. I think so. And now, let me say, I do not know what the realities are surrounding the story that has been published about what the minister responsible for energy did in relation to avoiding the media. I could only know what was reported. So I want to say a couple of things about it, if it is so. Okay, if it is as reported, and I have no reason to believe it wasn't as was reported. I do not. First thing I want to say is, the instinct on occasions for politicians to want to avoid the media and even sometimes the public is a natural instinct. Okay, I'm not telling you it's good. I'm not telling you it's acceptable. I'm just telling you what the reality is. And a politician who says they don't from time to time have that instinct, I believe would not be telling you the truth. It isn't, and it doesn't have, sometimes it has nothing to do with trying to be deceptive or trying to be elusive or anything. I know it's hard to believe. Those of you who are haters of politicians, I know it's hard to believe. But them buggers are human beings like you. Right? And sometimes as human beings, they get overwhelmed. Oh, but they signed up for the job. They signed up for this. Nonsense. Nonsense. You signed up for your job, and sometimes you complain that they are putting more on you than you can bear. And sometimes you are frustrated on the job you voluntarily took up to get paid. And you have issues on your job with your boss, with your people, with even you do. Let's wake the hell up. Politicians are people, right? They're people. I haven't gotten to Joe Beth Colby minister yet. I'm just talking about generally speaking. There are people, and sometimes you just like, you know what? It's been rough. It's been tough today. And honestly, I know what the deal is, and I just don't feel it. I just don't want to deal with it. That, and listen to what I said carefully, because some of you are terrible listeners. You're terrible listeners, some of you. I said the instinct to want to avoid, meaning the impulse, the idea to want to do so, is natural. It's natural for all of us. Pastors will tell you sometimes they don't want to see their parishioners. Okay? Lawyers and accountants, sometimes they don't want to have to deal with their clients. They'll tell you that. Business people sometimes don't want to deal with their customers. It happens. It's an instinct that is natural in the human experience. Now, with that said, the conscientious politician, the conscientious pastor, the conscientious business person understands that that feeling, that that impulse, that that instinct has to be overridden, because you have a duty, you have an obligation, you have an interest in engaging, even in the difficult circumstances, the people who are stakeholders in your affairs. And if you're a politician, that means the media. The same media you run to when you think, I have great news, and you want them to broadcast your news. The same media who I get your information out to the public to tell them how great you are and what a great job you're doing. The same media is a stakeholder in your affairs, in the affairs of governance. So the conscientious politician says, this don't feel good. I don't really want to do it. But there's not a possible chance in hell that I'm ducking or dodging or running from the media or those people. That's the conscientious politician. That's the mature politician who does that. And sometimes with them, you say, listen, now is not a good time for me, but could I schedule for you a time when we can talk about this stuff? Say, for instance, right, with Minister Joe Beth Colby. Now, Minister Colby was very confident. In fact, some may say bordered on arrogant when she was in the House bragging about, speaking about what she was doing in the energy reform space. She told the leader of the opposition, no, I can talk to you after your convention. She was very confident when she did that. She tried to, in fact, to some degree, belittle him, the leader of the opposition, in the course of doing that. And so she had no issues then being very bold. All right? Now, the unions are saying all this stuff is going on with this deal involving BPL, and they are not satisfied and they're not happy, and you know, and they don't know what's going on and nobody's talking to them. Now, she did in fact respond to the unions in a statement, right? So she responded. So any notion that she didn't respond is untrue. She did respond. But you cannot, well, let me not say cannot. You do not want ever, ever, ever public to get the impression that you are running from your issues. No. In leadership, courage is required to face up front all that you have to contend with, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You can't be available when you think the good is up. and unavailable when you think it's not. That is not for public figures. That is not for political people. That is not for elected officials. Okay? Now, I don't know what the real story is. I'm talking in general terms. People who are in political leadership have to be prepared to deal with the press, to deal with the people whenever it's good, whenever it's bad, or whenever it's ugly. That's the game. That's the job. That's the duty. Right? That's just what it is. And you grow yourself, and you expand yourself, and you prove yourself when you are capable of doing that. You walk straight out the door, through the front door. Don't try go through no back door. Don't try go through no side. Go straight through the front door. The media approaches you, ask you a question. If you're prepared to answer it, you answer it. If you're not, you say, you know what, I'm not prepared to deal with that at this time. And you carry on. That is the business. I will always remember. Wendell Jones used to say to me after, he used to invite me to come on his show. I'd speak on the show with him, and he'd ask me many questions. We'd have sometimes contentious discussions. He said, but you know, Minister, one thing I would say about you is you never, ever avoid or dodge dealing with the issue head on. That's the job. Some people used to say, oh, you know, Ingram used to put you out there and you used to be taking all this flack for. That's the job. Right? You make decisions. People don't like it. You own it. You make decisions. People aren't certain. You go and clarify it. That's the job. Whether they like your explanation or not, that is the job. Period. You don't get the luxury of only pumping your fist or raising your head when you think you have something good to say. And then when you don't, it's a problem. You don't have the luxury. At least the public won't give you that luxury. Right? And so I don't know what was in fact the situation surrounding what is said to have been the minister's avoidance of the press. I don't know. But I'm saying, not to her, but to political leadership. And I know most of them, you know, well, not most, but I know any number of them who don't have no problem dealing with you, no matter whether it's good, bad, or ugly. Fred Mitchell, you ain't got to worry about Fred Mitchell. Good, bad, or ugly, you can hear from him. He'll tell you what time it is, right? Wayne Monroe. Man, Monroe isn't gonna duck or dodge or what have you. He'll tell you, what do you think? You'd disagree with him. Right? That's how I go. It is normally younger, less experienced politicians who sometimes find that pressure a little bit too much, a little bit too, you know, uncomfortable at times, and may in fact want to, you know what? I must stay out of the way. Let me just see if I can get around this sometimes. That's the job. See, always remember, if what you are doing is good. Even if people disagree with you, well, what's the problem? I get punched, slap upside my head, all about the roads, all about BTC, all about foreign investors, slap, punch, crap, boom. You ask us about it, see what we think. You don't like it? You have a right not to. You have a right to disagree. I mean that's the beauty of freedom. It's the beauty of living in a society where the powerful cannot do or should not do anything to you because you have a view different than theirs. Or an agenda different than theirs. That don't mean that the powerful or, in quote, should shudder because you, the people, don't agree with them? Shudder? No, no, no. Dialogue, engage you, interact with you, explain themselves. And if you win argument, amend your ways, adjust your policy. But ain't no place for ducking nor dodging. Not if you are able, with courage and bravado, to speak in the way you speak about what you're doing, if you believe it to be right. No place for that. So, again, I don't know what happened. I don't know why what happened. I only know what's being reported. And I'm just, that's what I'm speaking about, of leadership. Notwithstanding that the pastor does not want to meet with seed. And let me tell you all something. If you've ever worked in a church setting, trust me when I tell you, it is not always me. Church people could be as rambunctious, as raucous, as aggravated, as evil on planet Earth. You ain't gonna tell me nothing. I've been there seeing that. And pastors, them, like, they sometimes walk out that room wondering, what did I, were they the people of God? For real? Yeah. And always face them. The only time that you should, the only time you should not engage people is when they are trying to press you to do something that you know the timing is not right for. That's the only time. You don't have to do things on their terms or in their time. You don't have to do that. Because if you know, if you have purpose, you're serving and the timing that is right for every purpose, then you do it that way. But otherwise, you can't. If people are looking to you for questions, for answers, sorry, if they're looking for you for guidance, and if they're looking for you for clarification, never, ever, 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 ever duck them. Never, ever, when you're in public life. Never. If they are asking questions of the things you are doing on their behalf, because every single one works in the interest of the people of this country. Every single one. The business that you do is the people's business. That's the bottom line. It's the people's business. Right? You wait to share information because maybe you don't have enough, or maybe because you're under some direction not to disclose at this time, and you can say that, or you would like a more appropriate circumstance. For instance, you could say to the press, I am not prepared yet because we will be releasing a fulsome statement on the point. Or, well, you know, I just gave you a statement and that is as far as I wish to go today. You can do that. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, caller. Go ahead. Hello? But let me be clear, having been there, right? And again, your job. You didn't sign up for every rudeness you get. You didn't sign up for every offensive remark you get. You didn't sign up for every unreasonable demand made on you. You said, what kind of unreasonable demand? A fella claimed to me, a constituent came to me, told me his son got house bail and he expected me to help him post a $50,000 bail. That's unreasonable. That's nonsense. Yeah. Right? You didn't sign up for people calling your house all through the night, any kind of hour, just because you're their representative and it ain't an emergency. You didn't sign up for that. Nonsense. Reasonable people have to know that's nonsense. You did sign up for the pressure of the job. You did sign up for the duties of the job. That's for sure. For the accountability and the transparency of the job, you did sign up for that. Yeah, you signed up for that. And you have to, you should comply with those duties that you sign up for. That's for sure. But anyone who comes and tells you as a political person or person aspiring to be in politics, you sign up for this and the thing that they're talking to you about is unreasonable, you tell them right in their, no, my friend, that's not reasonable. And I did not, and I'm not signing up for that. Right? But if you're scared because you're too ambitious to speak the truth to people and to be firm with people, if you're scared because you crave popularity more than you crave principles of being a decent leader and a proper leader, well, then whatever they put on you, you deserve. But you have to with the public like adults. You're an adult and so are they. You are a person and so are they. No different. Not permit people. I'm going to talk about this on the other side of the break. Not permit people to demean your humanity because they think you need their vote. We got a call on the line. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Listen, man, I totally agree with everything you said previously about the situation. And I think, like, you take some licks, man. So you're the right man to speak on this in terms of not hiding or confronting these reporters or anything like that. But in terms of the minister, like you said previously, she was a bit arrogant in the House of Assembly before the opposition leader took over the party. I mean, we took over the party and got the votes. And now you are hiding behind a driver in your car. So it's confusing to me what type of politician you are. Are you the arrogant person that we see daily on the television? Are you this person who's going to be hiding behind your position and not telling us anything when the reporters come to question you on certain issues? But I crock it all up to her inexperience, like you said. And I hope this is a learning lesson for her and she puts her foot down and actually comes forward and speaks to the reporters and lets them know, if you don't have anything to say, say that, let them know we don't have anything to say at this time. That's all you have to do.
And yeah. We can respect you remember a few shows ago, I don't know if you listened, I was saying to younger politicians, I was saying, you know, you have to be careful how you come across. And I use my own experience on occasion to say so, you know. Yes, you have to be careful how you come across. You know, you might think you're striking some political blow for your party and so forth, but the public is your audience.
You're watching,
not yes, your sir. Colleagues. Your colleagues might be right there cheering you on and rooting for you, etc. But your colleagues can't vote you in.
Correct.
And they can't keep you in.
Correct, sir. And the people are watching and intently, very intently.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Friend, thanks for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit cleveland.org/Caribbean.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make it easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower. Retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Beat the heat with Dunkin's Happy Hour Culotta Special. Every day from 4 to 6 p.m., enjoy refreshing medium culotta for just $4. Dive into fun, refreshing flavors like strawberry, blue raspberry, and vanilla bean. Feeling adventurous? Try our frozen chocolate or frozen coffee. Whatever your choice, we've got the perfect cool-down treat. Hot temp frozen drink. So swing by Dunkin' from 4 to 6 p.m. and pick up a medium culotta for only $4. Dunkin' Happy Hour. Sip, smile, and stay cool only at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Attention Bahamas. Embark on an inspiring voyage with two new books by Hubert Ingram, Our Remarkable Three-Time PM. Learn of his exceptional leadership in steering the nation through local and international storms. These books are a treasure for all Bahamians. Are you into history or seeking inspiration? Then this is a must-read. Available at Dungalik, Logos, the National Art Gallery, and Chapter 1. Get your copies today. Be inspired by a legacy of wisdom and vision.
The Guardian Ticket to Paris.
On your marks, get set.
Join the Guardian Media Group, Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio 96.9, and Hot 91 FM, and follow Team Bahamas from Paradise to Paris. Live comprehensive updates on Team Bahamas every day during the 2024 Summer Olympics. We are your ticket to Paris. Nassau Guardian Sports Editor Sheldon Longley will be trackside, bringing you closest to our athletes in their quest for gold. From Paradise to Paris. The 2024 Summer Olympics, live updates, brought to you by gold sponsors, the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, Jimmy Wines and Spirits, distributors of Refreshing Sands Beer, silver sponsor Executive Motors, and the bronze sponsors Hertz Rent-A-Car, Nagico Insurance, Bay Street Garage, Nassau Motors, your Chevy and Honda dealers, and New Life Natural. Let the games begin.
That was a fantastic last leg by Ramon Miller of the Bahamas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could listen to us on this Friday afternoon. This text is, Mr. Lang, I'm glad you may be talking about the MOU signed by the unions. Well, I talked about that the other day. I don't know how much of that we're going to get into today, but if you had heard the show the other day, you would have heard me say quite a bit about it. This text is, Mr. Lang, I disagree. We, the electorate, should have unfettered access to our politicians if they represent us. If politicians don't want to talk to the press or the electorate, they should resign. That's my humble view. Well, I respect your humble view, as humbly as you stated, but I don't know if you were listening to me at all, because one, you and I are not disagreed on the fact that you as an elected official should make yourself available to the press and to the public. I think anyone who listened should have, if they listened carefully, gotten that very clear from me. Notwithstanding the instinct you have to avoid it, you still should do what is your duty. Now, this notion of unfettered access, what do you mean? What does that mean? See, don't just throw your words around. What does unfettered access mean? That means that if I'm laying down in my home at 3 o'clock in the morning, you should be able to walk inside and say, listen, representative, I come and I need you. What do you mean by unfettered access? Right? Don't just throw words around. Do you mean unfettered access in respect to the press? Yes, if I'm available, if I'm out there, if you're trying to reach me, I should answer and take your call. I agree with that 100%. But this notion of unfettered access, that's nonsense. Nonsense. Your representatives have families. They have private lives. They have personal things. You shouldn't have unfettered access to that. That's nonsense. Nonsense. Because they should have the time and the space to raise their children, to engage their spouses and their without you have an unfettered right to interfere. That's nonsense talk. This text says, good day, Lang. JoBeth Colby Davis said she would answer Pintat after the convention. After this day, she hasn't done that. What's going on? That's true. She hasn't. She hasn't. You know, I actually don't know why she went down that road. like anyone who knew, anyone with a reasonable awareness of the FNM's politics would have known Michael Pintat was going to come out of that convention as leader of the party. I mean, you did not even have to be brilliant to know that. So I don't even know what the cuteness was about that. Right? What was the expectation? Michael Pintat would not be returned? Where were they getting the information from? We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Z-Live. Yeah, but you're right. I ain't that brilliant, and I didn't know that at all. And I ain't that brilliant.
Please.
And I know you're going to be 3-1.
I mean, seriously?
Hey, but see, is this the same minister would roll over the police foot? No, but let me tell you this. Rinchie is giving out the keys to them five hosts in Pinecrest. She called all the media, every media in the Bahamas.
Yes.
Rinchie
yes.
was saying, Minnis want to build a host system on swamp land and on people land in the back of Ministry of Works and things. She called all the media in the Bahamas. She called
as
all of them.
Politicians do.
Rinchie's carrying on arrogant in the host assembly, talking about outgoing leader and all that foolishness. She was in front of the mic straight through. But let me tell you what's so fake with her and ingenuous and on her behalf. She put the car, her cabinet minister car, and the driver out front and set up the meeting and looked like she coming out to go to her car and slip out the back door and hop in a white truck and gone. But let me tell you this. Elizabeth has state changed election from 92 to now. And ain't nothing changing with that in the next election. Nothing changing on that. Minutes slip out the side door on the farmers too. On the farmers too and going, but he business and he ain't check for them. But they still talking, but we are their bosses. But in Mace, in your restaurant, if your waiters ain't on 40 orders, then what happened? Let me tell you what happened, and this would happen in the United States of America. What happened to the director of the Secret Service? If any of the Biden secretaries or any of the Biden cabinet ministers avoid the media, they'd get forced to resign. Coaches in the NBA, got to speak to the media or they'll get fined. Players got to talk to the media or they'll get fined. In the media support the state?
Yes, it's they are part of why you can be a free and democratic society.
Exactly.
That's the reality.
So you got, like you say, you got only use the media to benefit when you want to look good, when you're giving out little five hosts in Pinecrest and saying, the FNM, y'all build more hosts than the FNM build in 5 years. We build in 2 years. But then when the pressure come on you at BPL, you sneaking out the back door and going. But like I said yesterday.
But let me ask you a question, though. What pressure? Because as far as the prime minister and the minister's concerned, they are doing a great thing. I mean, seriously, I'm saying what they are saying.
I agree.
So why would you, if it's such a great thing
and what you're doing, why you don't just come to them? See, that's what I tell you, but being real now. You got to be real and upfront, man. And don't be too fakey, man. If you just come and lay everything on the table and let the PLP, FNM, DNA, COI talk, whatever type talk they want to talk, but you put it on the table, just... The PLP
Absolutely.
Plan. That's what the PLP plan. Just be real spread out there. But when you're so
Absolutely.
Fakey and ducking and all that and everything, too, the BMA people could duck you election night. Mark my word.
Thanks for calling, brother.
All right, brother.
Okay. We got another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. We have another caller on the line? No? Okay.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, Chicago?
Hey. What's up, man, Anton? How you do?
Everything cool, man. Thank you for taking my call. Let me say, before I even get into this, I appreciate your opening salvo completely as it relates to what you expressed should be the order of the day and how things can be handled as it relates to the media. I agree with you entirely. Right? You can hear me clearly, Chicago?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Now, let's go back to some of the mis, perceptions, conceptions, the false narratives that that last caller was spewing all over the place. I was there for all of those openings in the Pinecrest and the other subdivision on Carmichael Road, right? And the media was also invited, and they showed up. And I witnessed personally where the minister was there to address housing matters and matters relating to providing home ownership to Bahamian families, and the media asked her questions unrelated to the matter that she was dealing with at the time, and she graciously explained to the media she's not here to deal with those topics at this time. They can pick those topics up at another time. And so what you expressed in your opening salvo, Shivago, is exactly the conduct of the Minister of Energy and Transport. She doesn't run from anyone. This is a minister
But hold on, Anton. Because we shouldn't be unfair to the gentleman who called just a while ago. Because
he was making a lot of unsubstantiated claims.
No, Anton, I listened to him too. You may disagree with him, but I listened to him. And okay. I did not hear any disagreeable thing he said. He said, when you had opening of your houses, you wanted the media there. And you said the media was invited. He said, right. When you did something else, you wanted the media there. He right. wasn't saying in those moments she didn't do something. He was talking about this most recent moment.
Yeah, that is where he made the unsubstantiated false claim, let me add. False claim, Shivago. Okay. He doesn't have any proof, nor can anyone from the media, and I could challenge them, anyone from the media, including the person who put out that story, to provide any facts to substantiate that claim, as the media should be able to do in a standard operating environment, Shivago. That is what is so ridiculous about this story.
Anton, now listen to me. This Shivago Lang show. This is a Shivago Lang show, bro.
Okay.
We gotta prosecute this properly. Okay?
I agree.
So you gotta take your time. Okay? Listen. So the media, a story was published about, in quote, what happened. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was what they observed. What are you disputing now? They didn't say why it was happening. I mean, they said. They were attempting to get information about something, but they said what they observed. Are you saying what they observed did not happen?
What was reported, Shivago?
No. I'm asking you a question.
It was stated by the reporter that the minister dodged the media. That's what was stated. On what grounds can they make such a claim is all I'm asking.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Was the minister's car and driver parked out front?
I'm not talking, Shivago.
Okay, so see, Anton, this is the a part of then the fallacy you have. Because if you don't, because this is what was printed, that the minister's car and driver was parked out front. And the minister went in a white truck. Mm-hmm. So why would I, Shivago Lang, driving a government car with my driver, why would I, at a public event, go in a white truck on the side if I'm not trying to avoid something? Unless
I'm going to answer that, but let me ask you a question.
I'm saying unless there's some emergency or some other explanation.
Okay, thank you very much. And so, Shivago, let me ask you this. Based on what you just said, because that is where I was going to go, does it mean that the minister dodged the media because she went into another vehicle? Is that what that equates to?
I would say I couldn't unequivocally make that assumption.
No one can, including the media, including the reporters.
Yeah.
They cannot, especially.
I couldn't make that
Shivago,
assumption.
The only 100%. Way they can make that claim, the only way anyone can in the media can make that claim is if they had a conversation with the minister beforehand to express that they wanted to question her on this particular topic, and they were waiting for her at the door, and the minister knew that they were waiting for her, and she just made provisions to leave without even communicating. That would be dodging the minister.
But I mean, they said, in essence.
And that didn't happen.
But hold on. They said, in essence, that's what happened. But what I would say is they could have qualified to say it appeared.
Thank you.
It appeared. You could have qualified to say.
But again,
I wasn't there, so I don't even know all the details of what they observed to conclude that it was a ducking.
That is why I appreciate so much the way you started out, because even in you not being there, you chose to take the responsible approach and put the caveat in there of the possibilities that could exist.
Sure.
But that story
Absolutely.
Did not do that at all. That story, which is false. Absolutely false, Shabana.
Well, Antoine, you shouldn't make the mistake you are saying she made, because here's what is true. You are not privy to all that she or they were privy to. You are not. Neither am I. Now your suggestion that it could have been an assumption, that's not invalid. But I'm saying, though, she could have had a sufficient degree of insight to say, yeah, she was ducking me.
Mm.
She could have.
And Chivago, to that same point that you just made, which I agree is valid, I can't take the position that I'm suggesting the media cannot take unless I'm privy to some information. And I am privy to some information, Chivago. That's why I could take the position to say it is a false report. It is an absolutely false report. So I'm
privy to some information too, for instance, that the reporters said they saw the vehicle moved from the front as if to throw them off.
That's what they said. Oh my God, that sounds like a conspiracy theory, Shabago. Because the vehicle moved from the front.
Listen to me, Shabago. I've been in politics, man. I mean, I talk about deep in it. Well, I know politicians just duck the media, brother. FNM and PLP.
Oh boy, Shivago.
Why I'm saying that to you, Antoine, is this. I'm saying it is not a far leap for people observing what they observe to conclude. Right. Oh, you're trying to avoid the press. Come on, man. I know when when PLPs have been very animated when that has been reported about FNM politicians and vice versa.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. But Chivago, me and you talking, right? And we having a response.
No, me and you ain't just talking, Anton. We are talking about something that's in the public domain.
We are having a conversation at a very high and responsible level, Chivago. That's what I would expect from the mischaracter and mischaracterize them in the public.
Antoine, honestly, ducking the media is an attack on character.
Yes, it is. Because it speaks to your mode of operation. It says that you are not prepared to be accountable to the Bohemian people. That's a direct attack on your office.
On an occasion, and I know FNM and PLP politicians who have done that.
In this case, the media got it wrong, Chivago. Absolutely wrong.
Okay,
absolutely.
I got you.
Thank you for the opportunity, bro. God bless.
Yeah, man. Okay, all the best. So this text says, Anton wants to control what the media gets to ask and when. Right? Says the union say they can't even meet with her to answer their questions. This is what the union saying, Antoine. Say Antoine needs to go sit. You all know Antoine ain't going to sit down. This text says too many of these young politicians are stupid. I'm reading the text. It says Kamala Harris will win. I believe so. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. I'm right here, my friend.
Man, I was waiting for you. I was waiting to hear. I sit down there waiting. What are you?
Waiting for me to say what?
I got you, bud. Listen.
You know, sometimes Antoine just run the bully pulpit on me, man.
But like, let me just ask you something. I mean, I listened to you earlier, right? What you expelled, did you learn that from experience, or as a new politician, were you taken by a seasoned politician, or as according to Mr. Clint Watson, who was the press secretary at one time, who said that these ministers were taken into a caucus or something like that, and they were told how to deal with the press, the media, etc. What you espoused earlier was that?
Well, no, I think first of all, what I espoused was a function of the kind of person I came into politics with. You know, people say I'm arrogant. Some people say that, but let me tell you something. I have an extensive ease and comfortableness with my own self, so that I don't know. I'm comfortable saying what I know, and I'm comfortable saying, wait, I'll get back to you. So my ego is not huge enough to be unable to say, you know, I don't even know, I don't know, et cetera, et cetera. So that was, and then Ingram told all of us that, listen, man, you know, the press and the public, you have a responsibility to speak to and answer their questions when they give it to you.
Right. Okay. So
it wasn't no training. Nobody put us in no training. It was just listening. As I sat around the table, as I sat in meetings, I listened to what he had to say to us.
But I say that to say this, that, you know, that this is what is needed, because a lot of people who, especially first time, poor MPs and whatnot like that, you know, I mean, I thought that they would have gone through some kind of orientation, per se, on how to, you know, deal with the public, how to deal with the press, how to, you know, certain calls and whatnot. So that, you know, because I don't think I'm as lying, I'm a self-employed person. And sometimes I've got to deal with some people. Like I said, I don't want to see them, because sometimes I don't be ready. So, you know, this happened, but I got to deal with it. I got to say
But you know...
I can tell you something now, whether they believe it or not, that on them, but I can tell you something.
No, but Antoine pointed out instances in which the minister did, in fact, operate as I was saying you should operate, right? That did, in fact, happen. What Antoine didn't say, though, is some situations are such that you cannot avoid the media. So then once confronted by them, you have to do what you have to do. But in instances where you have the option to avoid, then you don't even have to deal with that to begin with.
Yeah. But you know, Mr. Lang, you see, you could do, like my ma used to say, you could do the 99, but the one to make the 100, you still ain't doing nothing. She could have spoken with the media 100 times, you know, but just this one time, you see?
You are so right. You are so right, my friend. You are so right. I'm 9. But it's that one that makes 100, hey?
You still didn't do nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Have a good day, buddy.
I appreciate you calling, man. This text says, ask the driver. I'm sure he knows, but you think he can say so? No, faithful driver, loyal driver can tell you the minister's business, man. Lest he vex with them. He won't do that. This text says, well, Joe Beth should issue a statement telling us what really happened. Absolutely. Antoine, let me tell you something, bro. And I really respect your loyalty and dedication to your cause. And many times Antoine does come even and be critical of his own group. So nobody should say that. But he's a great defender. But Antoine, the truth is, why do you need to offer a cover for the minister? The minister could tell the public what happened. And say, no, the press was wrong. Here's what happened. This is why I went in the white Jeep, the white truck. Right? This text says, to be clear, Joe Beth is among the most unaccountable and unavailable of all ministers. And that's a fact, says some folks who are. Right? So, you know, there's some, listen, when we come back from the break, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the step of weather.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Start your mornings at Burger King Nassau with the new Independence Croissant Combo. Enjoy a buttery croissant with your choice of ham, sausage, or bacon, along with eggs, red onions, and a tropical sauce. The new Independence Croissant comes with BK's classic hash browns and your choice of tea, coffee, or orange juice. Don't miss out on the new Independence Croissant Combo, available all month long at Burger King Nassau. Happy Independence, Bahamas.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7-
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The car?
I ain't marched the car. The lady who run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang! She was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
The kids are going back to school.
So pick up your copy of the Nassau Guardian's Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over. And our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season.
Advertisers, call the Nassau Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the 2-for-1 insertion uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list. Your ad should be in the Nassau Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We go everywhere.
Shop early at Janae's Chesapeake Road annual back-to-school sale going on now. Get up to 20% off on all school items in stock. Yes, all school items in stock. Shirts, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, school neckties, PE shorts, in a variety of colors and school monograms. Shop early and don't miss out at Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road's annual back-to-school sale going on now. Remember, we go everywhere. Beat the rush and save, save, save now.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
The Guardian Media Group has your ticket to Paris.
On your marks, get set, go!
Join the Guardian Media Group, Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio 96.9, and Hot 91 FM, and follow Team Bahamas from Paradise to Paris. Live comprehensive updates on Team Bahamas every day during the 2024 Summer Olympics. We are your ticket to Paris. Nassau Guardian Sports Editor Sheldon Longley will be trackside, bringing you closest to our athletes in their quest for gold. From Paradise to Paris, the 2024 Summer Olympics, live updates, brought to you by gold sponsors, the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, Jimmy Wines and Spirits, distributors of Refreshing Sands Beer, silver sponsor Executive Motors, and the bronze sponsors Hertz Rent-A-Car, Nagico Insurance, Bay Street Garage, Nassau Motors, your Chevy and Honda dealers, and New Life Natural. Let the games begin.
That was a fantastic last leg by Ramon Miller of the Bahamas.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday afternoon. So sorry to have kept you waiting, but oh my gosh, the things that happen to us on this planet. Anyways, if you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So let's put Madam Colby's story to the side for the moment. Somebody indicated that some of these, that Minister Colby is Davis is very difficult to access. And that's someone in the press who is in that business. Don't mind me calling their name, but I'm not. but there are some ministers who and MPs who are very difficult to reach. And there are some who are very easy to reach. And I'm talking about on both sides of the political divide now. But I mean, of course, you know, when you're in government, people feel it even harder when you are difficult to reach. And I could call names. Some of you are excellent in terms of access. And it's not just me saying this. Other people could verify this as well. But some of you guys, oh my God, y'all are awful. 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 Terrible. Remember that. Some of you remember that. You are awful when it comes to accessing you. You be careful. Remember that. I have some friends used to come by my house sometimes 9 o'clock in the evening, and see me on my sofa. Ask me, "Shivag, what you doing?" I said, "Man, I'm calling constituents who call for me, and I trying to take the time to reach them back." I said, "For real, boy? This boy, y'all are rough. Y'all are rough. You know, I will tell you this much though. Like, say, for instance, I don't mind calling Fred Mitchell, very accessible person. Ryan Pinder, Attorney General, very responsive, not just accessible, responsive person. Wayne Monroe, same thing. Ginger Moxie, as much as y'all like to give a flack, same thing. I'm talking about my experience now. And don't tell me, well, because it's you. Plenty of them do not respond to me, bro. I don't care what you think. Oh, that's your vibe. Like, no, sorry, bub. No, sorry, bub. You see that minister, when Minister of Public Works today, who used to be the Minister of Agriculture, but let me tell you something. I have a message for him to return my call. Two messages from he was Minister of Agriculture. Ask me if he returned it yet. And all the good I call the bad too. I'm saying some are good and some are terrible. Terrible. And I don't mind you calling me and calling my name and saying, no, I'm telling you what I experienced. So I'm trying to say to you, don't tell me it's just because I'm Chicago Line. That's not true. Some ministers are very accessible, very responsive, and some are not. Deputy Prime Minister Cooper, same thing, very responsive. Right? There's a general rule from my experience. And others. Yeah, Glover Rule, et cetera. So I don't want you, because I don't call your name, you know. Many are whose name I didn't call, and some whose name I didn't call are not. And that's reality. That's how it goes. But I wanted to say something else too, that I've listened to some of the talk shows. Yeah, Davil. Michael, Dr. Davil, listen, before he was in politics, oh, that man is something else. I'm telling you, responsive, wants to engage people. Oh, yeah. Dr. Davil is definitely that. That's in my experience, yeah. Definitely that. He's this Texan. He's a lovely man. He is. Dr. Davil, honestly, authentic, genuine fellow man. I'm telling you. Y'all know when I was actively involved with the FNM, Dr. Davil was my doctor. Do you know that? I mean, I went to him. So you know, people are different. And sometimes you see that difference in their public office holding. But I wanted to say something. I listen often times to when people call these shows talking about what the political class or the politicians are not doing, have and have not done. I heard someone call Howard Grant's show and said called Dwight's show this morning and talked about how nothing changing in the Bahamas, notwithstanding who is in office, et cetera, right? And I thought to myself, I said, wow, how unfair. But the truth is, maybe not so unfair for somebody whose only perspective of the Bahamas is, let's say, the last 20 years. Right, as many millennials' perspective will be, because in their adult life, they saw. But no one who has knowledge of or lived under a pre-majority rule Bahamas, and then lived under a post-majority rule Bahamas, and then an independent versus a pre-independent Bahamas, can make such a claim. That's nonsense claim. I mean, there is so much in the material lifestyle of Bahamians that's different. Prosperity-wise, education-wise, opportunities-wise, it's just entirely different. No one who has lived in the pre-August 1992 Bahamas, who now lives in the post-August 1992 Bahamas, could say that, because the mere fact that you could come on the radio pontificating about how things have not changed is because of a change. Because prior to that time, you couldn't go on no talk show to do that. And the only show you could call would have been on the only radio station in the country, ZNS, owned by the government. And you wasn't calling there, talking about the government. you could call these talk shows and the press and talk as bad as you want about politicians. Listen to me, there was a time ago when you could have done that, but you would get dead not do it in a pre-1992 Bahamas. Don't tell me number of things happen. Change? Come on, man. That's a narrow perspective of somebody who's just looking to tip of their nose. But if you look further and if you have a broader perspective, of course things have changed. And some of those changes, positive as they are, have been because of the political policies and administration of either party that has been in office today. Some things may have changed for the bad. Yes, and you could blame them for that too. But come on, some of you guys, listen, when you get all riled up, please still think. One of the persons who called and spoke to Dwight, I believe it was Dwight, said, there's no opportunities in the Bahamas for Bahamians. Are you serious? Are you serious? Let me tell you a story. I have a young man who was in my youth program, who on giving a speech about his experience in the program said, he started it this way. He said, please don't judge me. He said, because I wanted to be an American. He said, I wanted to marry. I wanted to go to school and get an education in America, find me an American woman, marry an American woman, and live the American dream. He said, but I then entered this program and I was able to visit places in the Bahamas and see Bahamians doing things I thought could only be done in the United States. You cannot take your narrow experience in the Bahamas and broaden that to everybody, buddy, because lots of us have opportunities in this country. Plenty, plenty of thousands of Bahamians have opportunities and have had opportunity. I'm not going to lie on my country. I'm not going to bring exaggerations on my country. My country have issues. There are people in the country whose opportunities are limited, yes, by their own lack of skills, by their own lack of decision and choice making, by their own circumstances, for sure. But don't let nobody hear you say, but there ain't no opportunities in the Bahamas for Bahamians. Bahamians doing so fantastic. Listen to me. You want to know? Y'all go to Nassau and visit any of those high-end or nice eateries in the Bahamas and see the young professionals who are enjoying themselves, eating sushi and all that kind of stuff, living that life. So stop talking nonsense. These are lawyers and doctors and business people and carpenters and electricians and plumbers, or educators. Oh, come on, man. Ain't no opportunities in this country for Bahamians. Absolute nonsense. Nonsense talk. Nonsense now. Lament how you feel like there's no opportunity for you and yours. Nobody could take that from you because that may well be true. And then you have to just ask the question, why? Is it because of me or is it because of what people are doing to me? It could be either one of the two or some of both. But let's don't do that, man. Right? And all this, everything you want to put on the politician. Y'all won't get vexed at me again today. Please go right ahead. Some of you, some of us, the reason why our style is cramped is because we made dumb decisions. We made poor decisions, either in school or generally. We did it. We took money, used it, and didn't save any or didn't invest any. We did that. You know, politicians do that to you. We made awful decisions, some of us. And we are paying the price for those decisions today. But no, we are not mature enough to blame ourselves for it. So we got to blame other people. Oh, it was the pastor, if they had done better, if the teachers, if they had done better, the politicians, if they had done better. Nonsense. Nonsense. You want to grow up and strengthen and empower yourself, learn to take responsibility for the choices you have made and the consequences that flow on your head and my head because of the choices we have made. I have made bad decisions, and they have kept me from being even more expansive in life than I could have been. Like, that's on me, though. I can't blame no Penland or Ingram or Christie or Davis or Minnis for that. And one, they tell us, one of the characteristics of young people is this willingness to blame other people for their lack of success.
Careful of that.
Because if you blame people for your lack of success, you'll never find the power to meet, to be a part of your own. Because you keep blaming people. Why? Because every time you blame somebody for your lack of success, you are saying, I need them to succeed. And if you need them to succeed and they don't, they're not going to let you succeed, you will never succeed. You got to ask yourself what you're doing. I get sick and tired of hearing all this crying about what the politician is or is not doing or ain't doing. Blame the politician for the things he should or she should be doing, for sure. But everything in your life that's screwed up is not because politicians aren't doing for you what they should do, you think? That's nonsense. Nonsense. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, Learn Masters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We go everywhere. Shop early at Janae's Chesapeake Road annual back-to-school sale going on now. Get up to 20% off on all school items in stock. Yes, all school items in stock. Shirts, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, school neckties, BE shorts, in a variety of colors and school monograms. Shop early and don't miss out at Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road's annual back-to-school sale going on now. Remember, we go everywhere. Beat the rush and save, save, save at Janae's annual sale now.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday. Local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Cavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? Team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
The Guardian Media Group has your ticket to Paris.
On your marks, get set, go!
Join the Guardian Media Group, Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio 96.9, and Hot 91 FM, and follow Team Bahamas from Paradise to Paris. Live comprehensive updates on Team Bahamas every day during the 2024 Summer Olympics. We are your ticket to Paris. Nassau Guardian Sports Editor Sheldon Longley will be trackside, bringing you closest to our athletes in their quest for gold. From Paradise to Paris, the 2024 Summer Olympics, live updates brought to you by gold sponsors, the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, Jimmy Wines and Spirits, distributors of Refreshing Sands Beer, silver sponsor and bronze sponsors, Hertz Rent-A-Car, Magico Insurance, Bay Street Garage, Nassau Motors, your Chevy and Honda dealers, and New Life Natural. Let the games begin.
That was a fantastic last leg by Ramon Miller of the Bahamas.
Attention Bahamas, embark on an inspiring voyage with two new books by Hubert Ingram, our remarkable three-time PM. Learn of his exceptional leadership in steering the nation through local and international storms. These books are a treasure for all Bahamians. Are you into history or seeking inspiration? Then this is a must read. Available at Dungalik, Logos, the National Art Gallery, and Chapter One. Get your copies today. Be inspired by a legacy of wisdom and vision.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Won't you hold me in your arms and keep me safe?
Yes, welcome back to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Trivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian on a beautiful Friday afternoon. You see that song right there? That's the relationship far too many people have with the politics and politicians in this country. I want to run to you, Mr. Politician. I want to run to you, Madam Politician. But if I do, will you stay or will you run away? Come on, man. Politicians have a responsibility to serve the country, to serve the community, to serve the people of the country in general. Not to be your personal genie and personal caretaker and provider and that kind of stuff. And when you do that, when you have that attitude and approach, you give them far too much power in your life. Far too much power. Far too much power. When you think about them merely in terms of their responsibility to the collective, then you have the power. Because you know that my talking to them is a matter of me and you and you and you pulling together and talking to them, not my individual something. Will you stay or will you run away? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabak Lang, your host. If you want to call us in these remaining moments of the show, you can call us on 332 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have a text here. This text says, today is a day Anton didn't have to call and hope by 2 p.m. on Monday this would have blown away. Say, sir, your phone numbers, please. I want to call in. Yes, please feel free to do so. I normally give them out regularly, 323-6232 or 325-4316, you can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Please feel free to call in. I'd love to hear from you. I don't want to give out your name unless you wanted me to, but so please, I hope you do. I hope you do get it. This text says, good afternoon. How did BPL go backwards? The payment lines are extremely long at the headquarters, Blue Hill Road, and now without the Alive payment venues, it's crazy. BPL went back about 10 years, okay? This text says, can I please have Anton's number? I'd like to get rid of my Google, Yahoo, Wikipedia, and the like. He knows everything, so he's much better resource. Okay. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good day, Brother Lang.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, how you doing, man? The member for Seabreeze, the people of Seabreeze would like to see her. We'd like her to open her office at least sometime. A lot of people want to see her. I just given her that message that the people in Seabreeze would like to see her and hear from her. Thank you.
That's Seabreeze. Is that Jobeth Kobe? Who's Seabreeze? I have to tell you, I don't always remember. It says, some of these political cronies have no credibility. Your political operatives in some instances are doing more harm than good, says that caller. This text says, tell Anton, stop making excuse for the PLP when the FNM was in power. It was okay for him. This text says, bullets without the shells are called what, Shabago Lang? Can you wear them as Jew? What the? Oh, boy. We got another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Do we have another call on the line? No? Oh, Leslie Miller. Oh, it's Seabreeze. Leslie Miller. Okay. Okay, Leslie Miller. Okay. Someone says, yeah, Leslie Miller. Right? Bryce, right? No, it's Leslie Miller. Okay, only. Yeah. Okay. We have some more text here. She did dodge. If she had an emergency driving the CM plate, she should have gotten there faster. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I do like your music every Friday, but today I am happy that you are dealing with matters that are of great importance to us. Thank you for your usual clarification on topics of importance. We are all learning from you. And thank you. I'm glad it could help. This text says, the elaborate ruse was strange. I think it's time for the PM to reshuffle cabinet. This ministry needs someone with their pulse. This text says, please don't let Antoine call your show singing praises of the PLP over BPL. The blackouts had stopped under the previous administration, says this texter. This text says, Mr. Lang, I don't think Antoine was offering a cover for JoBeth Colby Davis. If it is true that the media stated that she dodged the press, the media should substantiate this remark. In absence of facts, they should state that it appears that she dodged the press. That was Anton's point, and I agree with it. And so did I, if that is what happened. Yeah. But I was telling him to, he can't definitively say that that didn't happen. Okay. So, and that's also true, right? Because he was in there, he doesn't know. Nor do I. This text says, so Anton, in his attempt to exonerate the minister, said he cannot say if the car was positioned out front while the minister went out back, but yet still he can say emphatically that the minister wasn't trying to avoid the media. Hogwash. That's exactly why the point that I was making is you can't on the one hand blame people for saying something definitively that you think they should have been less definitive about, and then at the same time be as definitive about something which you do not have first-hand knowledge of. None of us do. This text says, Mr. Lang, the Harry Seymour Library, but somebody did raise a point. All the minister has to do is make a statement to say what happened. Mr. Lang, the Harry Seymour Library at the University of Bahamas has been closed. You said this yesterday. I still don't know what the problem is, but you said, you know, Bahamas has been closed since June 21st. I want to communicate that this is unsatisfactory and disenfranchises the students, faculty, stakeholders, and the public. This is unacceptable. Yeah, I have no idea what the issue is yet. All right. And I am going to look into it for you for sure. But I don't know today what the issue is. I have been a frontline political personality for some time in my life, and have been an elected and appointed official in the Bahamas. So I have some perspectives, experiences in so doing. I happen to know that politicians in office, out of office, do good things. I happen to know that politicians out of office and in office do bad things. I happen to know this, get it right. Sometimes I happen to know that politicians in office and out of office get it wrong sometimes. I happen to know that politicians in office and out of office can be genuinely dedicated to only the best interests of Bahamians in the course of their duties. I also know that some politicians can be absolutely dedicated to their own private interest while in office. I happen to know that politicians in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas have done good and positive things for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas over many years. And I know that politicians in the Bahamas have made decisions that have not inured to the benefit or the best interest of the Bahamas. That is a fact. So what I know is there is no story on this earth that anyone could at least call this station and talk nonsense about politicians in the entirety of badness or in the entirety of goodness and have Chicago Line just sit there and go, I hear you, brother. Nonsense. Won't do it. Won't do it. And I nobody's afraid of me, and I'm not afraid of anyone. There's no reason. Who am I? We are human beings, mortals on planet Earth. knowing what we know, experiencing what we're experiencing, and if we are true to ourselves, being ourselves. All right? But as long as I have an opportunity, as long as I have occasion, I am not going to encourage, coddle, facilitate, push, hamper, or help any narrative that only wants to dog on the political leadership of this country, or only wants to praise the political leadership of this country. I told my son recently, I said, son, you are never all anything. You are all the many things you are. So you must own all the many things you are, good, bad, and ugly. You have a call on the line. You're going to be our last caller. Go ahead. We're listening to you.
Hey, Shivago. Good afternoon.
Hey, what's
very
up?
Very interesting program today. The only commentary I would give at this particular juncture, and I'll make it very short, is that many of our Bahamian people regard the politician or look up to the politician as the savior of the Bahamas. We have been indoctrinated, even from the 70s in particular, to always go to your politician to get certain things done, go to your politician for your livelihood, go to your politician for favors. And that is an indoctrination that we, unfortunately, it seems, we cannot break with a whole lot of our people who knows this to be a fact. Many of us today talk about wanting to see a society where, you know, you move forward by the merit that you would have gained or you would have accomplished in most cases. But still, it seems as if many are advancing through the merits that they have not obtained, and it's through political favors. I think, in closing, that once we could stop, for instance, praising the politicians, but more rely on what we have gained personally, and then have fair play across the board by those we have elected in power to serve our country, I believe then our country can advance prosperously and also professionally in so many cases. But I'll leave my commentary here for the day. I just wanted to share that, and I look forward to a better Bahamas come 2025 and beyond. Okay? Thanks for taking my call today.
Yeah, man. Okay. Well, I can tell you this much. Politicians have a tension that they face every day when it comes to meritocracy, and that tension is this. A meritocracy might mean a very partisan person opposed to your party is the best person for the job. That's what the meritocracy might mean. And yet, competing with them is a person, not necessarily the best person, but somebody who is and has been absolutely dedicated to the cause. And if they can't get in, oh, you got hell to pay, hell to pay, hell to pay. So it takes courage to live in a meritocracy. In terms of politics, it takes courage to live in a way that allows for all of us to believe and to actually experience having 100% has to offer, because it's merely on a meritocratic basis. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I hope and trust that you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. God bless you. Spare us life. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Take care.
Take a stand, everybody, everybody, come take my hand.
I ain't Master God. The lady run into me, Master God.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.